What if the key supplier for Volkswagen's next-generation EV batteries just had its core intellectual property seized by the Russian government? This week, a stunning 9.36 billion ruble court ruling against a global leader in nanomaterials sent shockwaves through the electric vehicle supply chain. Is this a geopolitical tremor or the start of a seismic shift? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking three critical stories. First, the high-stakes game of risk and reward in the EV battery supply chain, where a landmark deal between OCIL and Volkswagen's PowerCo is overshadowed by a massive Russian court judgment. We'll look at what this means for de-risking your supply chain.
Second, we'll analyze a direct challenge in the semiconductor world. A Chinese startup, Prenano, claims it can produce photonic chips at one-tenth the cost of traditional methods, putting it on a collision course with Japan's Canon and its own big bet on a similar technology.
And finally, we move to nanomedicine. Beyond the headlines, the real revolution is in drug delivery. We'll look at how advanced nanoparticle platforms are moving from vaccines to treating obesity, cancer, and rare genetic diseases. Troy, let's start with the electric vehicle world. On June 25th, OCXIL, a leader in single-wall carbon nanotubes, announced a major supply deal with Volkswagen's battery subsidiary, PowerCo. This sounds like a huge validation for their technology.
It's a landmark deal. OCXIL's two-ball nanotubes will be integrated into the graphite anodes of PowerCo's unified cell platform. By creating a highly efficient conductive network, these nanotubes allow batteries to handle higher charging currents without overheating. This means faster charging, better safety, and a longer service life for VW's future EVs. The supply is slated to come from OCXIL's new facility in Serbia, seemingly a good move for the European supply chain.
Okay, a big win for a key European carmaker. But just 1 week earlier, on June 18th, a Russian court dropped a bombshell on OCXIL. What happened?
A Novosibirsk regional court ordered a recovery of 9.36 billion rubles, about $160 million, from OCXIL's founder and affiliated companies. More critically, the court stripped a Luxembourg-based OCXIL entity of its patents for graphene nanotube synthesis and declared the Russian Federation the sole patent holder. The court ruled the IP was developed with Russian public funds and improperly transferred.
So, the core technology that PowerCo is buying is now technically owned by the Russian state? What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on or were considering OCIL?
It introduces extreme intellectual property risk. European manufacturers like VW's PowerCo must now question the legal standing of their supply agreement. Can they be certain OCIL has the right to sell this technology? U.S. manufacturers face the same uncertainty, compounded by sanctions risk. This jeopardizes the stability of any supply chain built on OCIL's technology.
So, what should executives be doing right now? This seems like a five-alarm fire for sourcing and procurement teams.
Immediately. The actionable insight is to accelerate dual sourcing strategies. Companies should actively evaluate alternative conductive additives. For instance, Birla Carbon and Chasm Advanced Materials just co-developed NTECB, a hybrid of carbon black and carbon nanotubes. It offers a different approach to improving anode performance. Western trading companies should be identifying and vetting these alternative suppliers now, as demand for non-Russian-linked advanced battery materials is about to spike. The OCIL ruling is a massive red flag for geopolitical supply chain risk.
Next, let's turn to the semiconductor industry. We're seeing a new front open up in the chip wars, and it's not about EUV. A Chinese startup named Prenon Nanotechnology just made a bold claim.
A very bold claim. On June 20th, Prenano announced it has validated volume production of 8-inch photonic chip wafers using its own nano-imprint lithography machine. The key metrics are stunning. They claim manufacturing costs are one-tenth of traditional DUV, or deep ultraviolet, lithography. They also report feature sizes below 10 nanometers, and critically, that the machine is built with 100% domestically produced components.
One-tenth the cost and supply chain proof. That sounds like a direct challenge to the incumbents. What is nano-imprint lithography, and why is it a big deal?
Instead of using light-to-edge patterns, nano-imprint lithography physically presses a template or a mold onto a wafer to create the circuits. It's a simpler, potentially much cheaper process, especially for things like photonic chips where patterns are often repetitive. Pronano's PLAS machine uses a vacuum air cushion process to ensure precision. If their cost and performance claims hold up, it's a massive disruptor.
This is happening just as a major established player, Canon, is betting its future on the same technology.
Exactly. On June 24th, Canon CFO Minoru Tanaka set a target to raise the operating profit margin of their industrial business to 25%.
So we have a price war before the technology is even mainstream. How does this affect U.S. and European tech companies?
For manufacturers, particularly in photonics and optical communications, this could dramatically lower the barrier to entry and cost of production. A low-cost Chinese solution from Pronano could make new applications viable. However, it also presents a competitive threat. European photonics leaders could see their market share eroded by Chinese competitors using this ultra-low-cost production method.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to watch this space intensely. The key question is performance validation. If Pronano's technology is proven in the market, distributors will need to decide whether to source these new, cheaper components from China. For Western firms looking to partner with Canon, they need to ask hard questions about how Canon will compete if Pronano's 90% cost reduction claim is even remotely true. The actionable insight here is to start evaluating Nano Imprint now. Understand its capabilities and limitations for your specific products. This isn't a future trend. It's a present-day strategic decision about cost, performance, and geopolitical sourcing.
Finally, let's look at nanomedicine. We're hearing a lot about new therapies, but you argue the real story is in the delivery systems. A company called Anodyne Nanotech just raised significant funding for a new patch.
That's right. On June 24th, Anodyne Nanotech raised a $12.6 million Series A to take their lead product, ANN101, into Phase 1 clinical trials. ANN101 is a once-weekly patch for delivering a GLP-1 drug for obesity. Instead of an injection, it uses a solid microneedle platform called HeroPatch. The key benefit is that it's stable at room temperature, eliminating the need for refrigeration and making it much more convenient for patients.
So it solves a real-world problem for a massive market. But this is part of a much bigger trend in using nanoparticles for delivery, isn't it? Specifically, lipid nanoparticles, or LNPs.
Precisely. LNPs were the technology that enabled the mRNA COVID vaccines. Now the industry is refining them for much more specific tasks. LabCorp, for example, announced on June 23rd that it's strengthening its LNP development to deliver gene editing tools like Cas9 mRNA. They are focused on creating scalable, GMP-compliant manufacturing, which is a major industry bottleneck.
So we're moving beyond just delivering a vaccine to delivering the tools to edit genes inside the body.
Yes, and we're also learning how to control where they go. Most LNPs end up in the liver, but new research published on June 18th detailed an albumin hitchhiking LNP that reduces liver accumulation by 80% while increasing mRNA expression in lymph nodes by 2 to 3 times.
Why is getting to the lymph nodes so important?
That's where your immune cells are concentrated. Cytiva announced on June 25th that they are advancing LNP delivery to the spleen, another key lymphoid organ, to perform CAR T therapy directly inside the patient's body. This could replace the current incredibly complex process of removing, modifying, and reinfusing a patient's T cells to fight cancer.
So, what's the big picture for U.S. and European pharmaceutical and biotech firms?
The focus is shifting from the therapeutic agent itself to the delivery platform. For manufacturers, the opportunity is in specialized LNP production and a new generation of microneedle tech like Anodyne's. There are huge opportunities in contract development and manufacturing. For trading companies, sourcing specialized lipids and other components for these advanced LNP formulations will be a high-growth area. The actionable insight is this: don't just invest in a single drug, invest in the platform. The next blockbuster won't just be a new molecule. It will be a novel molecule delivered by a proprietary, highly targeted nanoparticle system.
All right, Troy, a lot of complex developments this week. Let's distill it down. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for our audience?
First, the OCIAL patent seizure is a critical wake-up call on geopolitical risk in the EV supply chain. The actionable takeaway for any U.S. or European manufacturer is to de-risk immediately. That means actively qualifying and engaging with alternative suppliers of advanced battery materials. This is no longer a theoretical risk. It's an active threat.
Second, the semiconductor equipment landscape is about to be disrupted.
That's right. The battle over nano imprint lithography between China's pre-nano and Japan's Canon is one to watch. It could bifurcate the market into a low-cost Chinese ecosystem and a high-margin, high-performance Western and Japanese one. Executives in electronics manufacturing must begin evaluating this technology now to understand how it impacts their future product cost structures and competitive positioning.
And finally, in medicine, the delivery system is becoming the star of the show.
Exactly. The evolution of lipid nanoparticles from broad vaccine delivery to targeted in vivo gene editing and cancer therapy is the real story. The actionable insight for pharma and biotech is to build partnerships around these advanced delivery platforms. Your competitive advantage will increasingly depend not just on what you deliver, but on how and where you deliver it within the human body.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us at Troy Technical Intelligence. We provide the analysis and foresight you need to stay ahead in a rapidly changing global market.
We'll be back next week with our analysis of the latest developments.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.